Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you for coming back, Father. We also want to thank you for the break that you provided us. Oh, Father, we want to thank you for also taking care of our every need, oh, Father. We thank you for carrying us through the week. We thank you for paying every bill. We thank you for taking care of us. Father, we thank you for this word that's about to come forth. Lord, you said in your word, in all of our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. We thank you for this word tonight, directing our path, oh, Father. We ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would take our eyes off of the word. We ask that your anointing would flow over this line, and we thank you that the hearers on this line will be receptive to the word and that the seeds will fall on good ground. And we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night, and that Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Sundays, when we're online at 1:30 p.m., you can tune into that 916 number, and you can tune into our entire church service live. You can also write in your prayer request to our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can also write in those prayer requests to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for this upcoming Sunday, April 17th, which is Resurrection Sunday. We will begin our services at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Another reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Doing one of a testimony tonight.
Yes, Pastor Smith.
Yes. Testify, saints.
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Yvelle. I think it was week before last, you prayed for my kidneys, and my blood work came back normal. So I thank God, and I thank God for you, Pastor Smith.
God bless you. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Shirley. I thank God for you, and I thank God for you praying for my granddaughters. About 2 months ago, I have two granddaughters that were in Texas, and one called me. She was unhappy with her circumstances, and the second one, I was unhappy with her circumstances. Well, I thank God that since you prayed, one of my granddaughters is back in California. She just got a job with the airport, Sacramento Airport, yesterday. And my second granddaughter is paying me a visit real soon. I just thank God for the anointing on this ministry and for your prayers. I also want to thank God for delivering me from a compromising situation today. I thank God for his strength and for his love and for you, Pastor Smith. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Dockery. I just thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank God for the break that we took, and I thank God for you. I just thank God for the break. When we took the break, I just thank God for the blessings that he blessed me with, and it's just a blessing to be back on the line.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Jerome, Pastor Smith, I have a testimony. I just thank God. Everything went well with my car. I was able to have it dropped off at work last Friday, and it just, they did an excellent job. The vehicle looks amazing. And I just thank God that that prayer from the shut-in is complete. I got my car back. I was able to pay the deductible and everything. And the prayer was also that God would keep me going back and forth, and there was no hiccups. So I just thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. Your Word is the bread of life. And God, I pray that your anointing will bring life to the hearers tonight from your Word by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you turn to Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, verse 20, and John 3, 17 and 18. Again, Ezekiel 18 and 20, John 3, 17 and 18. We get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement for those that experience a generational trauma and the effects of it, the impact that spirit of trauma, that spirit that just disturbs you and afflicts you. And it's an impact on families. And this is a word for those that need chains broken. And the word of God breaks chains off of individual who have that spirit over them, that trauma spirit, and how they are passing it down from generation to generation. And it all it does is bring an impact on your families, on your members of your families. And it brings you into a place where it goes on and on. And this is a worldwide spirit. And a lot of people have a systematic oppression and suffering of cultural groups of people, history of trauma. But this is the word of God to set you free if you want to be free tonight. And it's damaging. It's repeated. It goes from generation to generation, set up by Satan to bring an impact on your life, on your emotion, on your well-being, in all areas of your life. This is a spirit that leads to transmission of all different types of stress, shocks, injustice, all kinds of affliction. It's a crisis. And so many don't want to talk about it, but it's real, it's alive, and it's set up by Satan. And there's generations that goes through the same type of trauma. And there are many that refuse to acknowledge it, and there are so many in denial. But who the Son set free is free indeed. And the Spirit of God is a healer. And he breaks the chains off of us that's causing these patterns and these shackles and for you to be restricted. And they have all kinds of diagnoses, but I'm talking about the word of God that bring life. It's the bread of life tonight. And we're going to begin with Ezekiel 18 and 20, please.
And it reads, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him.
This is about salvation is entirely a personal matter. Salvation is a personal matter. And God is so merciful and so long-suffering. He said it's the one who sins should die. He said a son or daughter should not suffer because of the sins of the father. That means your children is not going to suffer because of your sin, nor the father or the mother going to suffer for the sins of the children. This is a point right now where people can stop blaming people. Whoever commits sin going to get rewarded because of their own sin. If you do good, you're going to get a righteous reward. If you do unrighteousness, you're going to suffer an evil reward. This is personal. It's as private. It's individual. And so many try to point the finger at somebody else when they go into sin. But the spirit of the word is letting you know tonight that you don't have to go through that trauma. You don't have to pass it down, that generational trauma. Those folks, those things that enslave you, that violence, that sexual abuse, extreme poverty, all this is a transmission of trauma. It affects and impacts generation of family members. And so many people are dealing with this who don't want to talk about it, who's in denial about it, and don't want to acknowledge it. They want to ignore the impact. But this is an impact, thanks to God. It's a repeat. It caused damage in generation. And so many get delivered. Those who have gone through those generation of trauma, to my handed down. But this is a night of deliverance because the Spirit of God came forth through his son to break chains off of us. And many of us know the history of our families. And you see the patterns. But when you receive Jesus as Lord, your personal Savior, you don't have to walk in that trauma. And there are so many that knows history of their family, and there's so many that doesn't. But you that do know, you that don't know, there's no excuse tonight to allow that generational spirit to be transmitted and continue to be an impact on your family. And the things that they did, you are not responsible for it if you receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. And the spirit of the word of God says tonight, which is the bread of life, whatever my father or my mother committed, when I receive Jesus as Lord, it stopped that trauma. It's up to me to receive and believe. And I choose to believe tonight. This is a word for you to choose to believe tonight. If your family was in poverty, you don't have to be in poverty. If your family has all the DNA of sickness over them, you don't have to receive it. If they was oppressed, you don't have to walk in oppression. If they was impoverished, you don't have to be impoverished. They have a slave mentality. You don't have to have a slave mentality. Because the Spirit of God, his word brings treatment. Anytime it's not treated, untreated, you suffer difficulties. And so many are suffering difficulties tonight because not being treated by the word of God. The word of God is the bread of life. It brings life to every situation that's difficult. It brings life into everything that has been an impact on you. It turns brings life. So what am I saying by the word of God? Whatever, if a father or a mother doesn't repent, they going to suffer their own deeds. And if children follow the same thing as their parents follow, they going to suffer. But anyone turns personal relationship, private relationship, individual making a choice, the word of God said they will not suffer the evil of that generation before them. So what is this word saying? Spirit of the word breaks the chain of generational trauma. And you have to make a decision because of your salvation. When you see it, you identify it, and what do? You renounce those things. And I can remember as a child, my grandmother was born in 1897. So her descendants, my grandmother, full African, from Africa. Her parents were slaves. My grandfather, Creole and Irish. He escaped all of that. So it was two different dynamics that I viewed. One free and one under bondage. And as looking at that, after salvation, I didn't understand it before salvation, but after receiving, you got to get this, as Jesus, as your personal Savior, I made a choice not to receive the generation trauma that my grandmother went through. She went through that crisis and she went through the depression. And she was always holding on to things. She didn't trust people. She had a hard way of dealing with trust factors, and she just saved, and she didn't know how to express love, but she loved us. But she had all of these traumas that she was dealing with. My grandfather, totally different. Showed love, expressed love, a giver, just a different personality. So through that saints of God, receiving Jesus as Lord, made a decision that trauma was not going to follow me because of Jesus being my personal Savior. It's the word of God. The Spirit of God heals us from trauma. It doesn't mean that those difficulties wasn't not there. Those emotional roller coaster was not there, not in denial. My grandmother was a damaged person. And that trauma of damage and crisis was a part of her life because she didn't have the revelation of the word of God. But you have a revelation tonight by the word of God. And you don't have to go through that repeat of damage, which is generational, passed down, which is called trauma. These symptoms is historical. It's historical generation trauma. And so many worldwide is engulfed with it. Systematic oppression bring trauma. Groups in history that suffered oppression brings trauma. The Holocaust, refugees, slavery. All of this brought trauma. But Jesus seen it at hand. Through the eyes of God. So Jesus had to come so that we could be free from generational trauma. John 3:17-18, please.
And it reads, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
It sums it up. God has sent his Son to the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Save the world from trauma, generational trauma. But you got to believe on the Son of God. They did not come to condemn. But whoever does not believe is already condemned. They're holding on to that. Those effects, those things are transmitted constantly, and it goes down from generation to generation, because they can't believe that Jesus came for the purpose to set captives free. He came to eliminate. He came to change things. He came to stop the doom. He came to turn around things. When we receive him as Lord, we receive him as the Son of God. The Spirit of God sent his Son to eliminate those conditions, thanks to God. It doesn't mean it did not happen. That's why God sent his Son, because it did happen. And it affected people. But God said, I'm tired of the repeat. I'm tired of the impact. I'm tired of this denial. I'm tired of these effects. So when we receive Jesus as Lord, I want you to be encouraged tonight. The oppressor can't oppress you. Laws can't oppress you. Injustice can't oppress you. Crisis cannot traumatize you. These things cannot stay in your life. And so when you receive him as Lord, the Spirit of God goes into that place, and he heals you from the effect of trauma that desire to be passed down from generation to generation. So what does it mean? Can't nobody put a finger at you and say, because of you, this and that is happening. The devil is a liar. Who the Son set free is free indeed. It's a personal journey. We have a personal relationship with God. It's private, individual. So it's up to us to receive it and to believe it, that who the Son set free is free indeed. I mean, he came to what? Sanctify us continuously. We've been atoned, redeemed, and justified, acquitted of sin, made right through his righteousness, thanks of God. And so, because of that, you receive healing. The chains are totally broken. That means you're not handcuffed anymore. You're not bind up or pinned down. You're not yoked up. It's so many people seem like they love to be yoked up and to be pinned down. And they want to talk about the stuff in the past that affected father, mother, grandma, whatever. That's an impact if you don't walk in deliverance. Ever. They did in the past. If they didn't repent, that's on them. But if you are walking in repentance, have received Jesus as Lord, you walk in healing, thanks of God. You are free. And no one can blame you for anything. People choose to do what they want to do. They have a personal, individual way of doing things. You choose to do good or you choose to do evil. You cannot point it at anyone. Because if your father was a sex addict, a drunk, a thief, a murderer, a racist, you don't have to be like them. Why? Because you choose to do different. Whatever it was that was evil that they desired to do and never repent, you are not responsible or accountable. Why? Because the Spirit of God came into your life and made an impact. And those things that was damaging that could cause you to transmit that on down the line, because of the cross, because he paid the sin debt, he set us free, saints of God. And so what is this word tonight? There are so many that's in denial, so many refuse to acknowledge, and so many that's in bondage, pinned up, enslaved to what? Generational trauma. But the effect of it can be stopped for us passing it down if you have received him as Lord tonight. But it's worldwide, and you hear it constantly out of people's mouths, in the news media, in books, and all kinds of information that highlights this historical generational trauma, the symptoms of it. But this is a word to set us free tonight from generational trauma. Those with mental illness, who foreparents, who ancestor had it, you don't have to receive. He didn't get. You have the mind of Christ. You don't have to be mentally depressed or oppressed. You choose Jesus. You choose healing. They that have a poverty-stricken generation, you don't have to be impoverished. You choose Jesus. Choose healing. He'll go into those places and heal from domestic violence, from sexual abuse, from oppression, from mental illness, all kinds of experience for my ancestors. You are a generation that believe in Jesus as Lord, and this treatment is the blood of Jesus. Untreated, difficult. Untreated means continuing sin and not repenting. And trauma going to disturb your life. It's going to afflict you. It's going to be a battle for you. Stay in crisis. But who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus came for the purpose to save humanity from what? Generational trauma, to heal them, to deliver them. Those things have been an impact and affect your life. He see it, he's merciful, he's long-suffering, and he cares. That's why Jesus came for that purpose, to heal us and to break those chains off of us. And so when you are in a place, when you understand and you see people going through generational trauma, you need to get in your secret closet and you need to begin to pray that the Spirit of God will draw them and save them. When you see individuals always pointing their finger, it's because of you. It's because of you. You need to pray for them, that they repent and walk in forgiveness and receive Jesus as Lord. Why? Because they need to be set free. not to judge them, but to pray for them. Not to talk about them and pull them down, but to build them up in prayer. Because they need healing. They need healing from the impact. They need healing from that repeated cause of damage. They are damaged goods. And the only one can heal them is receiving Jesus as Lord, the healer. He was sent to free us from our captivities. And who the Son set free is free indeed. He said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. He gave us a book tonight. It's the book of life to bring life and that more abundantly. Because people experience these things as never before. They're taking medication, and medication and side effects are some people living with it that going through extreme difficulties. But I believe the word of God tonight. And Jesus came for that purpose, to save us from destruction, from all those things that have been passed down. It brought an impact on our lives. The word of God, break those chains, set us free, get us out of shackles, things that have enclosed us and tied us up. God breaks the chains tonight by faith. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I just like to have prayer that God continue blessing me with my strength and my health.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Deacon Ray. I just want to make sure that you got my email.
I received your email about the individual having mental problems. I think that's what you said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, the Lord desire you be set free from the effect of trauma that you've gone through, have been passed down to you, that have enslaved you, the extreme things that has been transmitted has affected you, brought an impact on your life, historical trauma, those negative things that you talk about in denial, but needing to come into a place where the Spirit of God will stop that lasting impact that goes on from generation to generation. And it's worldwide. Divorce, sexual abuse, violence, poverty, sickness, disease, oppression, affliction, injustice, people that have been in military have battle wounds, they're shell-shocked, battle fatigue, all kinds of affliction. These are crisis things of God, which causes trauma. But the Son set us free if we can believe. Father, I do believe you tonight. There are so many need your emotional support for themselves and their family, God. They're suffering from their own trauma. But, Father, that impact must be stopped tonight in the name of Jesus. Those repeated causes of damage in generation must be stopped tonight in the name of Jesus. For God, it goes way back, Father. It goes way back. It's a part of history. It's a part of life. And it's passed down when someone don't stop it at the door by receiving Jesus and believing everything that Jesus did on the cross It's a finished work. No matter what they read or what people say, it's a finished work. When we believe and receive him as Lord of our lives, our personal Savior, it's private. It's within us. And Father, I thank you because of Jesus. He provides all the support we need to stop generational trauma. But it's real. It's a matter of fact. There's so many is living with it and the effect of that trauma are passed down. But by faith tonight, we come standing on the bread of life. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the Father sent his Son to redeem us from the hand of the enemy. It's the enemy that sowed those seeds. But Jesus came to redeem us from the hand of the enemy, to save us from wrath. Father, I stand on your word tonight. For God sent not his Son to want to condemn the world, but the world through him may be saved. There's no other salvation than through the name of Jesus. A gift among men whereby we must be saved. We're saved through that name, delivered through that name, set free through that name. Because of the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Because those that believe and has received no longer is under the force and the effect of trauma. No longer will they pass it down. No longer will it enslave them. No longer will it cause damage. No longer will that impact go on from generation to generation. But we come by the authority of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus renounced, that the name of Jesus discarded, that the name of Jesus abandoned it, that the name of Jesus withdraw it. Father, we thank you now. We refuse to follow that old path of the old generation. We thank you for the name of Jesus to discard it tonight from our lives in Jesus' name, that it will be abandoned by the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus withdraw it tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of the word, the blood of Jesus, the virtues of God will move into the believers tonight as never before, that they will be set free from those chains, that they will no longer be under bondage nor pinned down because of the cross and because of the blood. Jesus paid the sin debt. And Father, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God heal those that's going through divorce. Heal those that have been sexually abused. Heal those, oh God, that's in extreme poverty. Heal those that's been affected by historical trauma. Heal those, oh God, that have been enslaved, systematic oppression. Heal those, oh God, that have been refugees in camps. Heal those, oh God, that have been in the Holocaust. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the healing blood of Jesus to go from generation to generation. And the Spirit of God stop the impact now in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God, his healing virtues, break every chain tonight in Jesus' name. Take the yoke off of your people tonight in the name of Jesus. And cause them to walk in freedom tonight in Jesus' name, that they will no longer allow this spirit to be transmitted. From this day forth in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will stop the transmission. And who the Son set free is free indeed. Heal them in their mind. Heal them from confusion. Heal them from mental illness in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for Jeremiah 30:17 to be upon your people. You restore health and you heal us of our wounds. Your word said it, and I believe it. It's been announced by your word that you shall restore health and you will heal wounds. This night, God, I thank you for restoration of health and the healings of wounds. In Jesus' name, I thank you for this person that Minister Ray is concerned about, that you, God, take them out of confusion. Give them the mind of Christ. If they're not saved, draw them by your spirit, John 6:44, that the spirit of mental illness comes subject to the blood of Jesus. By faith, I thank you for the mind of Christ to take them over, and that the mind of confusion be loose from them. You not give them a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. And God, I thank you tonight for your people tonight that's walking in freedom, that God, they don't have to go through those same things they have seen their ancestors go through. The devil is a lie. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And God, we thank you for the freedom tonight because of your word, the bread of life. And God, I thank you for new life through the blood, to begin to penetrate your people as never before. And the virtues of the Lord Jesus go into every place that's lacking, every place that need healing, every place that need deliverance, every place that needs to be set free. I thank you for your virtues to penetrate those places tonight by faith in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your people healing in Jesus' name. I thank you. It's been decreed, and you shall establish it in the earth for our sake, in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. Walk in it. Believe it. Speak it. Renounce anything that will keep you in bondage. Refuse to follow it. Discard it tonight in the name of Jesus. You must abandon it because of the cross. It must go into a place of desolate places. And when it's in a desolate place, what's in a desert? It cannot grow. It cannot produce seed. And the root must wither. In Jesus' name, by faith, in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. The Lord love you. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. And he cares about you. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.